Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting second, the center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting third, the second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Hervey McClellan. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the New York Yankees, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second, the third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting third, the right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting fifth, the catcher, Wally Shang. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wade Hoyt. And now, play ball. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pipp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Hooper, who is chasing the ball. Ruth reaches third base with a triple. Dugan goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 White Sox. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp takes first base on ball 4. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ruth tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Witt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Shang and he is out, Scott applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pipp hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheely hits a pop-up towards first. Pip settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hooper. The throw from Shang and he is out, Ward applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shang hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Musel. The throw from Shock and he is safe. Musel steals second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive towards the mound. Blankenship catches it and throws to second to double up Musel. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McClellan hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Musel. McClellan reaches second base with a double. Ray Shock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shock is 0 for 1 in the game. Shock bunts towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. McClellan moves to third. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sad Sam Jones now pitching. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 2 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. McClellan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 2 in the game. Witt hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a line drive into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward misplays the ball. That's an error on Ward. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Collins trying to get to home. Musel throws the ball into Shang who tags Collins, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Hooper moves to third. Shealy moves to second. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Witt. Falk reaches second base with a double. Hooper scores. Shealy scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McClellan hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dugan bunts in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Ruth is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pipp takes first base on ball 4. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Shang hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pipp moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Yankees. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. McClellan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ma still pinch hits for Ted Blankenship. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-3 in the game. Mulligan hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Shang and he is out, Ward applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Lum Davenport now pitching. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones strikes out. One out. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-3 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dugan takes first base on ball 4. Witt moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Witt moves to third. Dugan moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Witt scores. Dugan scores. It's 7-4, Yankees. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Pipp strikes out. Schalk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Pipp out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Strunk for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Falk hits a fly ball towards left. Musel settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Musel. Collins scores. Hooper moves to third. Falk moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Yankees. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McClellan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hooper scores. Falk scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's White Sox, 7, Yankees, 7. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Musel strikes out. 2 outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Lum Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Bullet Joe Bush now pitching. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 4 in the game. Mulligan bunts towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. Davenport moves to second. 1 out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Hooper hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush bunts towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Hoffman pinch hits for Whitey Witt. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McClellan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm McMillan now playing center field. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Shealy strikes out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.